Thursday, discussing the question of how significant the ksuba is. You may recall that both the Mordechai and the Rosh were speaking about the fact that perhaps we should advocate in favor of the higher shear, what's called Masayim Zuz of Kesef Tsuri, which is 8 times, if you recall, the value of Masayim Zuz of Kesef Medina, as the Mordechai and Masayim the Kiddushin, in 2 different coin systems. For Doraisis, now we're in Parshas Kisete, we already started yesterday. This week's parasha talks about you have to give Chamishim Kesef, the case of Ones, and there it's Chamishim Kesef, which means, as the Gemara says, it's 50 Shkolim, because you derive Ones from the Fata and vice versa. And that's what's called a system of Kesef Tsuri, because Tsuri is a city in northern Eretz Israel, now it's in Lebanon, where these coins were minted, apparently. It's the higher level. Kesef Medina, as the word Medina implies, is the silver of the, or the coins of the state, which were a much lower level, is actually 1/8, the Gemara tells us in the Sefer Kiddushin, so you may have learned in the first paragraph. So they said, you know, we don't know who's right. As we saw already, there are interesting positions. Some say Ksuba is a Raisa, but there's a lower level of coins, that's the Ran and the Ramban, we saw at the end of the Masechta. And the Rosh is exactly the reverse. Even Ksuba is the Rabbanon, it's a higher level. And the reason why these two positions have to, one of them has to be true, because the Gemara in Masechta Ksubas in the last daf Kuf Yud says that the distinction between the Raisa and the Rabbanon is pretty measly. Kaputkia versus Eretz Yisrael, it's not such a big deal. What do you mean? 8 times as much? No, apparently not. So you have to go one way or the other. Ramban says that even if your Ksubas is the Raisa, which is the opinion of Rashbag, the coins are still less. Kule Ksuba Shanukan. And the Rosh is the other way around. Even the Ksuba the Rabbanon, the coins are more. Why? Shotekala made of Lotzio. Because after all, it's supposed to be a deterrent against divorce. Just a small amount of money, known as Kesef Medina, is too small to be a deterrent. Now, at the same time, as we learned at the end of the Shia on Thursday, there is a Gemara that we base on the base. But the Gemara says that this amount of money was not so insignificant because it affected people's marriage choices. And when that Gemara talks about the top of your base and the base, where they had a certain amount of money, Amonas Kohanim, for the same money, I can buy the Psula Bas Yisrael. You know, these amounts of money were significant enough to affect a marriage choice. There must have been some significance to it. Now, it's interesting, in trying to calculate, we saw this on the screen on Thursday, the SMA, trying to calculate how much all these things is worth in earning power, in spending power, in buying power, how much you need to live on. They quoted Gemara in Sanat Vadalat and Beis, which talks about how much money must be given by a husband to a wife in order to support her, to have so many meals per day, per week. A whole discussion, and on that basis, they came up with a certain sum. And what did we say? It's 1/13 of what it costs to live for a day. So that the SMA says, based on all the cheshbonos which we have. They brought in the sefer today, just for your edification. It's called Midos v'Shiurei Torah. It tells you, you know, all these various Midos v'Shiurei Torah, what everything is worth in terms of coins. And he has charts. And I'll read you, not the whole thing, obviously, but just to give you a point, the Shiurei Matbeah starts at Perek Chof Aleph on page Shin Samach Gimel of the sefer. And it continues for a number of prokim. It goes, if you include what we're going to discuss today in the shir, if you show a little bit, all the way to Perek Lamed Aleph. So it's quite a number of prokim, basically to the end of the sefer. It's talking about some 150 odd pages, if I have it right. So a lot of pages about from Perek Chof Aleph to Perek Lamed Aleph in the sefer Midos v'Shiurei Torah. And we'll discuss only a little bit about it. I'll just give you some general background. So it says in the Tanakh, every coin, there's no such thing as coins, they had weight, shkolim. what's the root in etymology of the word shkolim? Shekel, to weigh. In Malay, kama ta shokel. And how much do you weigh? Oh, that's a dirty question sometimes.
Mishkal shivim, like when the...
That's right, mishkal shivim, we say this every single day. Mishkal Shivim Shivim Mon in the Ketores.
Yeah.
It's a weight. Nothing to do with coins. The word Mishkal means weight. So in the olden days, that's what it was. That's what it was. Okay, fine. So in Bayis Sheni, just giving us a brief summary, there was a concept called Kesef Tzuri. What it was is they took the shekel of Moshe Rabbeinu and they added a bit to it, and it's called Kesef Tzuri. This is found in Rashi and Bechoros, that Mem Testament base, which is a fifth more. I mean, the fifth more, 20% more. So it's a fifth, but it's also a sixth. Depends how you count it. If you add 20%, so the 20% is one fifth of the 100, and 1/6 of 120. And it was pure silver. And that was called Kesef Tzuri. There's sources for it. Let's take a look at Bosai. In the Tosefta at the end of the Ksuvos. This we have. Please turn. Tosefta, you all have in the back of the Gemaras. Tosefta at the end of the Ksuvos. And see what it says? We know the sugars and Shas Bavi and the Ksuvos talk about Kaputkia and all that stuff, but he has something else. The last three lines of the Tosefta. It says all these various shirim, and let's just go through them what they are. Heis loyim shel ben lamed mit pidyon aben. Heis loyim shel ben pidyon aben. Lamed shel evet. Right, you have to pay a flat fee of 30 shkol plus a chumash. Nun shalom shem afad. Kusha moti shemra. Kulam af al pi shehein bebovel. Go valen kesef eretz yisrael. And then the final line. Kesef shadibre bel torah b'chol mokom. The kesef tzuri. Eis the kesef tzuri. The kesef yerushalmi. This is fascinating. Okay, so it's important that we see this, the basic stuff, right? Basic stuff. Fine. Very nice. This is this question. Didn't they add a fifth or a sixth? So he has an interesting discussion over here. I'm just giving you some very brief source, not going through the entire discussion. It says the Balamor, of course, Ari Migash, that Dinar Tsuri Shmona Vishivim, by the way, Dina Tzuri is 5/6 of the dinar after the Hosaf. The Kitzur is the kind of at the earliest map. Others say no, it's the later one. And the Tosefta could be the later one. Not sure. Now, he quotes again a Gemara Baruch B'chor Staf Nun, and Rashi quotes part of the Chumash. You have Chumash and Rashi. But Manu L'Shekel Shu Esrim Geira. It's a pasuk. Esrim Geira Shakel. Minayim Shiratzel L'Hosid Yosef. Tamalama Esrim Geira Yeh. Yochel Yivchos, no. But you can add if you want. Okay, so that's why they add. Why they add. Take a look at Rabosi and Tosis, Ksubis, Taf Yudim and Aleph, the Ramasal Nose. Okay, take a look. We're giving a tour through the eyes of this Rabbi Benish, who's a God of the Torah, who knew what all about. He didn't say all about Zman and Mayom, and the two Bibles, he has the Midas and the Shkolia Torah. He's an expert in these kind of realia questions, which are very hard to tackle. He does a fantastic job. I think of all the swarm, he's the best. Many. He's very thorough. There's a B'nai Brak. And let's take a look. It says, look in Tosis, Yudah Menav Ksubis, Dibra Masla Nosin Lo. So we know, Nosin Lo Kaput, Kyo Tame Lo Ri. Ma Reba Chu Lo, She Nosin Lo, Me Osin Amos, Mi Komakom, Ein A Nosin Lo, El Shav En Nun Shkolin. What's the difference? How you pay, what coin did you pay in? You're paying the value of 50 shkalim. What's the difference? You pay 50 shkalim in pennies, nickels, quarters, dimes, the dollar. What's this? It's irrelevant. You know, you know, Omrim, the Olam, Sarach, Litin, La, Shkalim, Omd, and Shamba, Kaputkia, Nun, Shukle, Kaputkia, Uveritzo, Nun, Shkalim, Shadarit, Israel, have a Nicha. Then it would be good. Kidarmina, have a Haslan, the Pinyon, Bukhar, Pergesh, Bukhar. We want to discuss these various things. You ain't near it. He doesn't see what shouldn't change. Rabbi Muna b'shem Shmuel, Amad b'shekel HaKodesh. Rabbi Abba bar Muna Amar bar Be'a Hayotze. Rabbi Osai, this seems to be the suit we spent time on last week. Is it Kesef Tzuri, Kesef Medina? We have Rishonim fighting about it. Number Rav and Rishonim fighting about it. Shekel HaKodesh Bilun is Kesef Tzuri. And what do we mean? Mash Be'a Hayotze. Mash Be'a Hayotze be Medina. That's Kesef Medina. So it would appear. So this Tosis is quoted over here to say as follows. I'm reading you again. Siba sa Yusuf haino mishum shav also zmale Yusuf klali al mishkol amad be'a ba'olam. Generally, they, all the coins in the world, they had to add something to it. Okay? That's what it says. These things, in fact, can change, did change, as a matter of fact. Fine, I'm not going into all the details over here. There are many disputes which we cannot really go into right now. I'm just giving you just general background to coins. So in the Mishnah's time, it was Kesef Medina. What were they? It was much smaller. They were Matbeos and Yotos for Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Rambam says so. Hilchos Chol v'Lamazik, Gimel Halacha Yud, Elu Haslor Mikesef Eretz Yisrael, Sheva Oso Zman. And presumably in Yerushalayim. That's the Rambam says in Hilchos Chol v'Lamazik, Per Gimel Halacha Beis. It was called Kesef Medina. That's the famous Gemara, which is said, Bishel Devrayim, Kesef Medina. We spoke about it a few times last week. Gemara is found in Kibush Yud Aleph, and Baba Kamal Amad Vav, and Bechor Esnaf Nun. All the Rabbanim are paid the Kesef Medina. And some say, Shir Ksuba as well. And the Mechaba Paskin that way. We saw that last week. The Mechaba Paskin, that's the Sephardim Paskin to this day, is Kesef Medina. Okay? That's how it was. Fine. The different versions. Okay? What is it? So we show them to say, based upon the Gemara, that Kesef Medina is 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri. Some say 1/8 of the weight. That's what it sounds like in the Tan. And some say it's 1/8 of the value. Different opinions. Okay, fine. It goes to various coins. Not going any further, it's going to be a general overview. Now, of course, the idea of weight, how do you measure weight? How do you measure these things? Okay. So there's a very important weight called a dinar. A dinar. A dinar. A dinar kesef in the Mishnah and the Gemara. They had a Masara. It was the same as a dinar in their time. So he quotes in the Ramban in Chumash, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay? He tells you how much it is exactly, etc., etc. Fine. And this is found in the Rif gave you his Arabic version of it, and Rashi gives you, I guess, the French version of it. Rashi's in Chumash as well. He tells you how much it is, and going back to the 7th century. A long time ago. So Rashi writes in Chumash in Perek Chaf Aleph. Let's take a look, because it's... I haven't shown anything on the screen yet today. Let's open up and see what Rashi in Chumash. Kesef Shloshim Shkolim. Is one of the things we just saw in the Tosefta, Shloshim Shkol. Okay? What does Rashi say? Again, Rashi is found over here in Shmos. Hashekel Mishkolo Arba Zehuvin Shem Chati Unkiya. The word ounce that we have is obviously related to the word Unkiya. The Mishkol Hayosha Shel Kolonia. The Rashi is giving you know, Rashi was always a good Rebbe trying to tell you what it means in real life. That's Cologne, the city in Germany. We know it. That's why I guess they minted coins there. Okay? Rashi presumably got this as a Mesorah from his Rebbe's, and it already comes from Rabbeinu Gershom Baragolo, who was Rashi's Rebbe's Rebbe, and that was known by the various Rishonim in Ashkenaz, and that was their original custom with respect to various halachas. Okay? And they go into the various, what was this Unkia of Colonia? What was it? Right? Chatzi Unkia. What's an Unkia? He tells an Unkia, he says, the historians say, in the Middle Ages, it was 29 something grams. So half of it is approximately a little less than 15 grams. We went in, so yesterday, a gram is a, they're about 28 in a regular ounce, right? So we're talking about small amounts. So if it's 14 gram, something 17 gram, it's about approximately a half an ounce. And the Rashi is a little bit less, and the Rif, and the Gaon a little bit more. The difference of approximately 20%, this issue, and the post can talk about it in the Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. It's very, very important. So Ramban says this is fascinating. At the end of Devarim, he wrote a letter from Eretz Yisrael. He went to Aku, he found old coins, and he measured it. Okay? And it comes out like Rashi. Like that. Even though Ramban held otherwise, he decided to change his mind, basically, and now all of a sudden he held like Rashi, because he found the old coin. Okay. And most poskim say no. They're more strict. They want a higher value. Okay? Which is what we Pidyon HaBen. We want to be macro, make sure we get it exactly right. But you know, it's hard to measure these things unless you have some kind of a natural thing that's always present to be able to weigh by. The same as when it comes to measuring value. You need an olive, we spoke about in previous years. It had to have something. It picked on a seora, barley. Barley exists everywhere, and there's a certain fixed weight. And they try to peg it to barley. We'll come to that a little bit. Chas Nish writes, why they pick on barley. Tells you why. Mishkel is not a told us tivi el muskomi b'chol dor. It's just a matter of convention, he'll agree to. Ein lo skulas hanitzchi limsilo shirei Torah. Because coins are always changing. Therefore, the Gaonim took Shekel HaKodesh b'mishkel ha-se'ora she'mishkolo tivi u'miskayim b'chol dor. In every generation, it's always going to be barley. That's what he says. Okay, fine. Some disagree, but we'll assume that he's right, for example. And they figured out the weight of barley. Okay. And in fact, they go to various people who Anisha Kalti, he found out that his Shir Hei Sloim is 1,920 Seorim. Okay, what's that in terms of grams? Okay, so the generalist assumption is that it's what they call, again, question is, goes to various discussions on what this happens to be. Fine. This is all flat. The Sma, as we mentioned this, we'll come back to these details. The Sma is what we saw this week on the screen, says no, should depend upon the value of buying power. Remember from Thursday? I'll show you again. Remember saw that? How can it be a proof that's just a small amount of money can't buy anything? This mass, it has to be a certain amount of buying power. And it's very, very significant. They want it to be more. Okay? So it says like this. What's a pruta? A pruta is chati se'ora of kesef. It won't. Pruta is chati penik. Penik is the word for penny, right? It's mama nuot. You can't buy anything. Nothing. Nothing. So therefore, the Pidyon HaBen is going to have to go up? That's the question. question, what happened in time of Chazal? So the Pruta was the smallest coin in time of Chazal. It was a half a sora of Kesef. Okay? You know what? It says in the Gemara that an Esrog or a Rimon could be bought, catch us now, with a Pruta. When I was growing up, for a penny, you still buy certain things, don't you? Like a piece of gum. Could you buy that for a penny? You can put a penny in a thing and get out of gum. Now you can't buy anything for a penny. Am I correct? Is anything you buy for a penny today? Anything?
No.
Zero. You buy anything for a nickel, anything? You just get a Subway for a nickel. Is the gum for a nickel maybe still? Maybe. Yeah, it is.
That's a quarter. That's a quarter. A quarter is the minimum.
Yeah?
Coming back, soya, barley,
right.
They're not, or are they? I don't know. All the same
uniform. I'm not sure 100% myself. I don't know. Can't say for sure. Rashi says, "Benikne bepruta kikar obeitzim." Hey. There's a serious aefa solus, marks and creases, for a pruta. Now, what's an Eifa? A serious Eifa?
They use them like korbanos.
Right. A serious Eifa. Now, Omar, a serious Eifa is a Shia Chala. So I think it's 43.2 eggs. So imagine how many cups of flour is that? But, 11 cups, 10 cups of flour, whatever it may be. For a pruta. So a pruta had buying power in those days. That's what it was. And that's the discussion on both sides. That it cost you 200 zuz for a year, as we saw in the Mishnah and Peah. Okay? That's what it cost. He's a zuz in Medina, we're assuming, not Tsuri, but zuz in Medina, that's what all the Mepharshim suggest. So I'm just reading you his calculations. If you want to look up later, it's page Tuf Aleph. It's in Toshma, Tuf Aleph. That's the page over here. He says, one second. So 200 zuz, what are they? 25 dinrei tsur, right? Because it's 1/8 of 200 is 25, which is 4,800 prutas. We made the calculation on Thursday, okay? 4,800 prutas, Rabbi Osai. Okay? So what do you see? 13 pruta per day. 13 times 365 is 4,800. It said that Hillel would be mefarnes his entire household for 48 prutas in a day. The whole household, based upon, remember the story of Hillel? He had a trapper, he used to take one half for his household and one half to pay the, get into the shear, and then he couldn't get in, he had no money, and the snow fell on him, the famous story of Mesef Yulam, Daf Lamed Hey. It's amazing. It was a very small amount. A lot of buying power to every little thing.
Wasn't the fact that Hillel had to support himself and have fruit a sign of his poverty?
Yeah.
Extreme poverty?
Extreme. But in Kozak, with extreme poverty, give a guy a penny today, he's not going to be, no matter how, he can't do anything with a penny.
Buyer's market.
Nah, you can buy his market. Nah, I don't think so. No.
It's really not seller's market, you're not making anything.
I don't know. He says like this. Now, question to bake bread based upon wheat, a whole discussion. So, of course, now, less than a pruta is nothing for many areas of halacha. And the question becomes, you know, these days, we don't know. So, let's now, what is a pruta? A pruta is made from Nechoshes. It's from copper. To this day, right? I'll tell you it's from copper. It's a pruta, it's an isar, and it's a pundion. These are the matbeis Medina of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? This is what the poskim all talk about. Different kinds of coins. The pruta is the smallest amount, the smallest coin. It was made from copper. Question is, how much did it have? Was it minted, not minted? Just to give you the fruta in terms of the other coins, it's important to know. 8 prutas in Issa, 2 Issas in a punyon, 2 punyas in a ma, okay? 6 ma in a dinar, 12 in a shekel, and 24 in a sela. This is giving you the whole thing based upon the Gemara and Kiddushin of your base. It comes with Tosefta and Rav Asra. Just keep in mind these things. Good. So now, that's from copper. But in silver, there's a ma, a dinar. A ma is a gera in the Torah. A dinar is a zuz in the Talmud. A shekel is a half a shekel in the Torah. And a sela is a shekel blush in the Torah. Keep that in mind. This is suri, made from pure silver. Okay, so just rattling off the kids and nimbus, get an idea that these things are a little bit complicated. To know what this all means. Fine. Good. Then there are what we call dinar zav. A dinar zav, a shekel is a sela, or a darkamon. These are gold coins. Fine. All these things are very nice. Doesn't really help us in what we're trying to figure out today. Let's give you a background. Backgrounds are important. Okay. Now we're going to come to something called a litra. Here it's already getting close to home. Please open to the Tosfos at the very beginning of Perek Aleph, where the word litra will appear. So now it's just a background. Everyone take a look. Nundal on the base. Very important. Aleph, the Mishnah says, I'm a Vesula Gova Masai Mamon Amon, and Ratzal Hosef, I feel the Mea Mani Yosef, says Tosfos. Tema, the Achshav Nogul Shekosev Chos Nakala Mea Litrin, there was a set amount of Tosefos Tzuba, Afa Pi She'en Lo Shev Pruta. How do you do that? We'll get to that discussion, Mr. Shev, later. I just wanted to show you first that there's a concept called a Litra, 100 Litra, which is a standard Tosefos Tzuba in those days. Keep it in mind. The litra is a certain amount of weight, right? A certain amount of weight, okay? And the question is, how much does it weigh? Whoa. Rabosai, you ever learn Eilat Metzias? Who learned Eilat Metzias when he was a child? No? Litra Metzias? Those are found in other Mesechtas, in Trumas, and elsewhere. Take a look at Rabosai, just to give you an example. Ksubas Pei Zayin Amid Beis. Take a look. Take a tour of Shas to the other bench. Try to show you what you have in front of you. Pei Zayin Amid Beis. Pei Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing various shiurim. About the mitzvahs, we're not going into this right now, not our topic. But in this discussion, where is it? Quotes an expression which is supposed to be on Pesach Beis called litra basar. Where is it? See it there? Finding it. He's quoting from the Sefer. It's not here, and it's a typo. But this, the litra is a weight. Fundamentally, it's a weight. Okay? What is a litra? We don't know. So the Rambam gives you a source of what a litra is. Rashi has a different source of what a litra is. Okay? The litra, according to the Rashi, was close to the Roman litra. Presumably came from Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Mishnah of the Gemara. Okay? It approximately writes over here again in grams, 340 grams. What's that? So if it's approximately 28 grams to an ounce, so 280 grams would be what? 10 ounces. And another 60, you're talking about 12 ounces. Do I have to have my math right? Let's keep this in mind. According to Rashi, a liter is approximately 12 ounces of presumably of silver. So they had a custom to give, we saw in the Mishnah, on Af Nun Dalet Amud Beis, to give how much? 100? Did we see 100 litra? Know what you just saw? Know what it said? 100 litra. So what would it be? 1,200 ounces? What's an ounce of silver these days? Approximately $20. So what's 1,200 times 20? How much? $24,000. So what's it, $24,000? Did I do my cheshbon right? Not sure, it could be. We have to figure out what this is really all about. And I brought a chart, printout chart, which tells you, given how much silver costs on a particular day, how much the shear of Tosefta's silver really is. According to this chart that I have, I hope I have it. Let's put it here. I don't forget it at home. I printed it out to bring it, but of course I could have left it at home. It tells you three shirim of what we'll get to, the most important thing we'll get to today, which is what we call zakukim. Messiah zakukim kesef tzarif. Now, that's found in every standard ksuba. You have a copy of a ksuba I gave to you. Messiah zakukim kesef tzarif. But no one knows what exactly zakukim are. And presumably, the source for zakukim is presumably this Tosis. What this Tosis speaks about, litrim. And litrim and zakukim apparently have some kind of connection to one another. So it's important to know how much it costs. So since I left it at home, so perhaps maybe we should just put this topic aside until I come back tomorrow with my chart, and we'll see that there are three fundamental shear. I'm going to say begin to nimrus now. There's a Chaim Noah shear, which is the lowest shear, a Moshe, which is quite high, and the highest is the Chazanish. So tomorrow, I just forgot it inadvertently. So let's put this topic aside for the moment and go to other things. And Mit Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss in more detail what exactly these shirim are. So you'll have an idea of what it's all about. Okay, but it's interesting that we're discussing the question of how these various shirim, how high are they? This we can see a little bit from both sides. Take a look in Tosis Naf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Those over here, a discussion of how much money is worth what. Without going into the entire Tosis, the more Tosis says over here, Abo Tosefes Islo de Inyan Ksuba Doraisa Martyr Bas Baisus Va'aniya Shebi Yisrael Shavos. Get an impression with respect to a Ksuba Doraisa, the sheer of an Ani, of a poor person, if you happen to be rich. And of course the question becomes, why is it that it was so, they decided to establish the Shir Ksuba Doraisa based upon the poor? Why not upon the rich? This is the question. I saw something quite remarkable in the Sefer called Mishpat HaKsuba. Those who want to look it up later on. It's Perek Chof. Something quite remarkable, and I think it makes a very important sociological observation that I think we should really keep in mind, because I think it's really correct. Let's see if I can find it. The Rivash has a tshuva. Let's take on, why not see it? You have the opportunity to see it. Let's see what the Rivash has to say.
What does it mean there was this shear for the poor?
That the amount of ksuba that was originally issued, which was enough to last for a year, who for a year? A rich person or a poor person?
What?
Rosh is not here. We Rosh. Fascinating. Hook shulcha. Ektignu chazal dava mua kazal ksubas isha. It's nothing. It's just a little bit, a tiny amount. Alright? Hey mamru kadesh lo tekala ben lotzia. La fin ali shabi yisroel kshayi lo ktata mishto tekala ben lotzia dava mua kazal exclamation point. The paralan puts in punctuation. Shuvasa. Atoshi arta bi anchi miyorka. He's from Mallorca. Where's Mallorca? Spain. Sha'ashireo hoyulem botim meleim koltuf. Otos kesem eschoro matmone mistor. Margolius vero peninim. Uma'oros meleas din rezov. I like that. Basher ein lo kolela afim yil lo chafotze v'tachshitim v'alfei zov. V'umnus nekiya l'arviach b'parnasosa v'hoser. Nikra'ani. So, man, you say, by your standard, even an ani cannot live on that amount. That's what the Rivash is writing to. Aval Tishar, Pitol Shavi Ha'aretz Hazos. Sure, the Rivash exactly was living at that time. She'ena ma'aspikim lelechem tsar amayim b'mesura. They hardly enough for bread and water. Vala Ha'aretz Yishena, sleep on the floor. Oval Shetiach Or, a simple piece of leather on the floor. They didn't have pajamas. They were the same clothes 24 hours. Patch on the top of a patch. They couldn't afford shoes. As we mentioned before. And some of them were Balei Umnos. Bachami, a blacksmith. Hillel, Hazuz Echad, Lavim and Ayar, Chavir as Eitzim. You saw that, you know, Hillel was also. But the latter were very poor. Aniyim Ad Ma'od, says in Ezra. They were very poor. Okay? So therefore, since they were so poor, you had 50 Zuz, that's a Mishnah Peya. He shouldn't take Maserani. He's not an Ani anymore. What's Chamish Zuz? Chatzik Suba Salmona. So he wants to know, how do you have a woman approved of her marriage? It's double more than Ad Ma'od. How can it be? Chachamim gave a ksuba for every woman the same. Shlo levayish es mishein lo. Shira ba'ani. You want to be mosif b'vakasha? That's what he says. Adka. So the Rivash is saying, isn't it fascinating? And the question becomes, still begs the question, why they in fact chose to have the ksuba measured by the poor. Watch this. He suggests that even though it's a small amount of money, it's going to take a while for him to go to Beis Din to figure out how much he owes him. What's the hope? He'll reconcile in that time. The ksuba is not so much the financial deterrent as the litigation deterrent. And what he quotes over here, Meshita Mekubetzes, Rebbe Osai, see if we can find a few quickly.
This is Meshita Mekubetzes.
I'm going to say the Ksuba, Mishpat HaKsuba. But here on Ksubas, and have pay base. Ksubas have pay base of an aleph. Let's see if we can find it. Oops. Oh, let's take a look what it says. Supposed to come from the Ritva. Stop I'm unable to follow this quote over here. He says that the he's quoting Rishonim. Okay? Because if we say he's going to have to go to Beis Din, okay? And they have to estimate how much his property is worth. And in the interim, as he puts it, I can't find the words over here, Uventayim Yispayes. The hope is that in the interim, he will reconcile with her and decide against divorcing her. So I'm not, you help me look, this is a long page here, not finding it. Don't see. Okay, couldn't find it, but it's supposed to be on this daf, again, if there's no typo, that in the Shita says that. Fine. He has an extra twist. This is from the Shita, again, I can't find it right now. An extra twist is that we didn't want to make it too lucrative for the woman because she wanted to get divorced to make money. I like that. More than that, the mere fact that he looks at the ksuba and sees that he promised a certain amount of money will hopefully remind him of his romance, that he once loved her. And out of love for her, he added to the ksuba. Hopefully this itself will prevent the divorce. We don't like divorce. He goes further than that. He says that perhaps in those days, who got divorced? Poor people. Of course, the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Testament Aleph, when there's no money in the house, it's a fight. And poor people who could live on 200 zuz for a year, they just saw in the Rivash. And when it came to rich people, what did the Pasuk say? Chazal comment, said it this morning. Hasam Gvulech Shalom. When is there peace in the house? Caleb Chidim Yazbiach, when there's money in the house. Look at this amazing, amazing sociological observation. I'm going to prove it to you how true it is. Hayne bizmanam, when gerushin was very rare, it only got there if they were so poor they couldn't survive. Masha enke bizmanele b'avonosenu arabim, shakatata mutsuya gam v'ashirim, v'adarabah. What does adarabah mean?
More.
I'll tell you a story. There was a very distinguished Rav who was many years a rabbi in Windsor Park in Queens, Bayside. I mean, Louis Bernstein, Zichrono Livracha, taught in our yeshiva here as well. He told me that his shul, all the years he was there, there was no divorce. I said, how's that possible? There was no money. It was a poor community, there was no divorce. Either because they couldn't afford to get divorced, or because they weren't involved with the Eight Saharas, which caused divorce. We know today this adage, the wealthier the community, the more divorce there is, unfortunately, and sometimes for very unsavory reasons. Hashem Yirachem, the issue. So, but isn't that a fascinating observation? You can look it up, page 7 Zayin, here in this volume, Gimel, this beautiful Sefer. Adarava, oh, you know, too much money can somebody lead to divorce these days. I kid you not. It's a sad statement, but there's truth to it. In any event, as we said before, these are different calculations. We mentioned already that halacha lemaisa, with respect to tzedakah, where the shiur was 200 zuz. Let's take a look and see if it was updated to reflect a modern day reality. Can't live at 200 zuz anymore. Let's take a look and see what it says. Nechus tzedakah, I'll say, very important. Nechus tzedakah. What does it say, Nechus tzedakah? Was it updated or was it not updated? Take a look. Nechus tzedakah. See what it says. It's in Reish Nun Gimel.
Yesh Omrim. Shlonema Shirim Alalu, Alabi Amayim. In the old days, the Shir was Messiah Zuz, Reish Zuz. Abba Bizman Azeh, Yocholiton Achiyelo. Listen to the words now. Karen. What does the word Karen mean? Principle. That she is Sparnes Huv Nebesul Merevach. For a year. Udvorim Shaltamen. What? You have to have enough money that from that money you can make enough money to live for a year. So in other words, it's not enough you have in your bank Masai and Zeus. It's going to deplete. I'll be broke. You have to have enough money that off that money you can make Masai and Zeus in doing business. That's a lot of money. Now no longer Masai and Zeus anymore. I mean, it seems to me that almost anyone can take stock at this rate. Unless you really agree. Right? What's the cost today for a person to support himself? One person. $50,000. Just to live, to have an apartment, and to have clothes, and to have food, and to have all the other needs that we consider to be basic needs, at least in our society. Obamacare. Even that costs money. I mean, you have to have some insurance. What people consider to be basic needs with Manazeh. So, sounds like you're saying, if you have $50,000 in the bank, you can still take stuff. You have to have enough money, you can make $50,000. So, you have a salary, if you're employed, then you're getting $50,000 a year, you have no right to take stuff. No right. That's for you, as one person, discuss your family. If you have a lot of money and you're unemployed, it doesn't matter. You have your money in the income yielding proper hedge funds that give you X percent. So if you have enough money in those funds, you don't have to have a salary. If the money's coming in at that rate, no, it takes stuff. But there was an update in Reish Nun Gimel Beis. How come there's no update by Ksuba Shulchan Aruch? It's the same thing, right? It should be the same thing. How come there's no update? He writes over here something fascinating. This is in Sif Yud Gimel. That the chief rabbinate wanted to make an update. Quotes a sefer called Takano Sarabonis Saroshis Eretz Yisrael. Tells you exactly that they tried doing such a thing. They tried it. They tried to add in the Ksuba, have a Tosefas, at least 50 Israeli liros in the year 1943 or 4, based upon, it says in Shulchan Aruch, here in Eben Ezer, is a standard Kosov Sefer, Simon Samuel Vav Sivav. We saw it in Tosin of Nodal and Beis. And they figured how much it costs to live for a year. They wanted to make a Takana. You know why they didn't do it? Only one reason. Not everyone in Israel recognizes the Rabbanut HaRashit. You won't listen to them. So they have no right to establish Lubin Hagen. That's what it says. But if it were up to them, if everyone would listen, they would have done it. So you know, it would be nice to do such a thing. But the Maya says there's no centralized authority. We just read yesterday in Pasuk, Shoftim v'shoftim titun l'cha b'chol sharecha. And it says in the Pesukim later, Lo sas ma'davash yigidu cha yamun u'smol. But that's only the Kabbalah of the Yisrael HaMokot. There's a Sanhedrin HaGadola. You had to listen to them. Today, I have my bezin, you have your bezin, I have my rabbi, you have your rabbi. No one can be imposed as well as anybody else. Since the time of the Rambam writes in his introduction to Yad HaChazakah, since Rav Ashi's time, Rav Ashi, all the Rabbanim got together. Not since then. That's why they were never attacking this. They would have otherwise liked to do it. It would be a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. Okay? So how much is a shear of 10 of 200 zuz? That's nothing. 10 times pinyin aben. I have the chart. I left it at home. That I can tell you in a second. Pinyin aben now costs approximately $60. And then 200 zuz is approximately $600. Silver is approximately $20. Just do the math. But Zukukin, this is magic. I'm going to wait till tomorrow till I bring it to you, the chart. I left it at home. See how much Zukukin is. It's a tremendous question. But now, I have a halacha l'maisa shayla. We learned in the Mishnah, someone has less than Masayim Zuz, chas v'shalom bilas nus. No, you forgot that in the Shoti? Take a look. Right, open up Rabbo's side to the Mishnah. Here, Mesach Tuxubis. But the Mishnah insists, at minimum, that has to be. It's on the same daf, the Dalam and Beis, we were before. The last two lines of the Mishnah. Me'omen. Halapoka zipsula mi masayim alamana mi mana harezu bilazinus chas v'sholom. But she lacks the security which she needs for to be in the marriage. Not going to dump her. Rabbi Osai, what happens in the following case? I can tell you a case I know myself. A mistake was made in the ksuba, and they gave too little money. The Mishnah, Rabbi, turn to a Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amun Aleph. Please turn. Yud Aleph Amun Aleph. The Mishnah says, top of the page, Hagiores, if it was a conversion under the age of three, they have a higher level of ksuba. The problem is, there's no such form. There's no form in the market like that. The forms that we have, either it's a psula, which as we know is masayim, or if they leave it blank, you fill in what? Giyurta, convert Armalta, a widow, Matrachta, a divorcee. You want to write down Bu'ulta, we'll get to that later on. That's not such a nice term. Alright? Everyone understand why it's not such a nice term. If you don't put it in those categories, it's really not nice. Okay, we'll get to that. And then it has the lowest sum of money. So it was a case where the girl was converted upon birth, adopted and converted, before she was three. And they wrote a ksuba, giyurtada, and Torah by Mishnah. They wrote down the lower sum of money. The fear was, chas v'shalom, the man's living in sin, unbeknownst to him, because the ksuba is less than it's coming to her. The answer is, chas v'shalom, the same shifter. Yes?
Wouldn't the worst that would possibly be of like an avir of the shogeg?
Right. It's an Easter kal the shogeg, and not more than that. It's better than that. Postum say the lady has no clue that it's a mistake in the ksuba. She thinks the ksuba is 100% correct. So therefore she does, and the money is coming to her. It's a tanai bezin. That's another Mishnah. Right? So if you look at the Mishnah, nun aleph amen aleph. Give a look. Nun aleph amen aleph. The Mishnah says, at the very beginning of the Mishnah, Lo kosav lo ksuba shvisula gova masayim amana manam ne shutnai bezin. The money, chalil it be a divorce, she got the money anyway. This is no smichas das, because she has not written down the document. She doesn't know how long, she thinks she's getting what she's entitled to. But it's much more than that. Because that ksuba said that in a tosefes ksuba, meyer zekukim kesef tsaruf. For both sides, meyer zekukim kesef tsaruf is worth much, much, much more than Masayim Zuz. According to Chazon Ish, that most of us pass tonight, it's worth 30 times the ksuba she's entitled to. According to Rav Moshe, 20-something times. Even according to Rav Chaim Noah, twice. So she's getting much, much more that she was entitled to anyway. Baruch Hashem, the post would say that even though it's on the wrong line, like it was a line item, so you know this stuff in accounting. It's one line, two lines, three lines. So it should have been in the line of Ikar Ksuba. It's in the line of Tosefes Ksuba. Sach HaKol, in the Sach HaKol, you have much more than she's entitled to be Ikar Adin. And then Baruch Hashem, it's not considered to be a Bilas Nus, even though she was given less than she should have given, but they made a mistake. And they didn't write down the proper amount based on the Mishnah on the Sefer Ksubas, Daf Yud Aleph Omun Aleph. It's exactly what was it really happened. And this is found, though, if those want to look it up again in this beautiful Sefer, I'm so happy. I heard this from Rav Zalman Nechem Yagov, who told me this about Pe, but I found it over here in Perek Chof Sif Tes Zayin. He said many people times he's had this question, and he passed his Halacha Lamaisa that this is good enough. Okay, just keep it in mind. This is good enough. Fine. Good enough. Now the following question comes up. Very, very serious question. When you say Sach HaKol, Sach HaKol, please pull out your ksuba. Everyone has a ksuba. Pull out your ksuba. Now this one, let's take a look. Important question. Everyone has a copy? They still have with me a copy, I hope, somewhere. Oh, is it Ksuba? So it says over here, let's just read it, the three sums. The first sum is Ksav Zuzi Mosan, 200 Zuz. Then what happens after that? After that, he added, the dunya was 100 skukin, hosted Lamidlay, another 100 skukin, Sakakol Masayim skukin. And Sakakol, what about the Zuzim? Does that include the Zuzim? Or does that not include the Zuzim? How would you read it? You're a good accountant. He first said 200 Zuz, then he said 100 skukin, and another 100 skukin, and a total of 200 skukin. Does that mean that the skukin are so much more than the Zuzim? Forget about the Zuzim. They're just, you know, forget about it? Or does it not mean that? No, you want 200 Zuzim, skukim, excuse me, plus you also want your 200 Zuzim as well. You want both. No. Take a look over here. Take a look what it says. Watch this. Acha shekazel of ksuba b'mona masayim, and he adds stuff. The dunya, which over here, all this stuff is added. What does it say? Gimel anyan imam ksuba b'ksuba. The say is there. Pchila b'mona masayim. Tachakach the dunya shemaviya ima d'hanal tzayim be'avua. Tachakach. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you get all three? Or maybe not? Maybe not. Maybe the sach hakol means all inclusive. It's all inclusive in the sach hakol. That's a discussion he has. I'm just giving you Mar Makom if you want to look it up. In this Sefer, there's a Perek Chav Dalid in Siv Beis. This discussion. Does the Sach HaKol include the fairly puny sum of 200 Zuz? I mean, we said now it's $600. That's not so puny. Hey, guys, that's money. You see much less in the old days. Okay, it's a few hundred dollars, whatever it is. He wants to know. It says Sach HaKol, okay? We don't know what's what. It discusses the question of, you know, when once you say Sach HaKol, what does it mean? Are you entitled to more money? Well, no, the Sach HaKol includes everything. He's not exactly sure over here in this Pashpa includes everything. Everything is included in the Sach HaKol. And it's relevant, Rabbi Osai, that the two other sums, the Dunya and Tosefes Ksuba, have the same halachas as the Ksuba proper. There's a whole series of nafkaminas as a result of that. But I'm not going to go into those nafkaminas right now. You can't collect them during while they're still married. Things of this nature. Okay. Now the following very sensitive question. The Kala is not a Basula. I mean, we know that she's not a Basula. She did something wrong when she was a youngster. Okay? May I write Psulta in the Ksuba not to embarrass her? Very serious and unfortunately common question. Now, when we learned about this a few years ago, we discussed, is there a disclosure obligation on the wife, on the kala, to tell the chosid she's not a psul? At first glance, there is. Look at the Gemara Ksubis. I'm not going to go into this topic now. I'll show it to you in print. You can get it. I printed on this in something called the Kol Tzvi. Have you heard that? That comes out every year. Price online, right? Why is that? Basics are online? Let me know if culture is online. I'll don't tell me this minute, but if it is, the most recent version I printed about this, at first glance, it's a very serious disclosure obligation. Rabbi Yosha passed to Elohim Lemaisa, a disclosure obligation, based on Sugis of the Gemara, which seemed to say this way very, very clearly and strongly.
Isn't this week's
Parsha that came out? This week's Parsha, right? Let's talk about this week's Parsha. Before you even get to this week's Parsha, Abosai, you have issues in the first parak of the Masechta Ksuvos. Where was the following discussion? Well, it discusses over here on Daf Yud Aleph, right? Amud Beis towards the bottom. Take a look. Yud Aleph is bottom. Kinsa Becheskas Besulas, halfway on the wide lines. Benimtis Beula. Some say she has a Ksuba Mona. Some say she gets nothing. But clearly, it's not what he was expecting. And therefore, perhaps it's a disclosure obligation upon him. And it's even arguable that maybe there's a serious problem in the marriage itself. Look at Tosfos of Yudam and Aleph. Give a look. Yudam and Aleph. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos Chazaka. Tosfos says, Ulaman the Omanamele come on that Yud Aleph and Beis. Kinsa Becheskas Besulam and Esses Bula. Ein Lo Ksuba Klal. It's one opinion. Right? Nicha, why? Tahash Tanami Mavsida, why? Sharei Mekach Tosu, Rabbi Nishalolim. So they're not married. Mekach Tos. That's what it sounds like. Find it? Don't have it. None, not, no additions, just that. Can't find it. Okay. Correct, that's not happening. I'll make a copy. I don't want to go into all the details right now. In my humble opinion, it's not the case. They really are married. And not only are they married, Abosai, but it seems to me, Abosai, that the woman, this is based upon the children of the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Divrei Yatziv, whose heart, he was a Vien Shel Yosemis, you know, after World War II, that was what he did for young girls. And a girl came to him, she had sinned, and she didn't want to tell the chosn because he might break up the shidduch. And I can very well imagine it's not a simple thing to talk about. I ask you a question. If the guy sinned, he's Bukhim tell the girl? This is no mark on his body? Okay, no STDs, Rahman al Islam.
And also because there's no like form of like Suba being worth more or less, like if the man
correct, it's true. But still, I mean, in terms of who he is. You know, anyway. We say Rabosai, with Chodesh Elul. We say it very often. Chatos nureinu v'sheinu al tizko. Yes, Hashem, don't remember. Of course you remember this, but don't take into account so much the sins of our youth. In Yom Kippur, is the day of the wedding. So you try to put things behind you. Now, I'm not saying what, I'm not giving any psak over here. But in such kind of situation, it's very delicate. That the Kloisenberger Rebbe, against Rav Yashiv, against others, don't say anything. Not only that. We had, I'm sure you learned the sugis Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Look at the Gemara over here about saying that Yudim and Aleph. We've learned this Gemara. We've learned about the Ksubas, the Rais, and the Rabbanon. We stopped before this. I wasn't going to learn it, but now it's time to learn it. It's about where we left off. We did very soft. That's about two-thirds down the Yudim and Aleph. But also, the Kameder of Nachman. Amalei Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Guy goes to Rav Nachman and says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. I'm sorry. Kid gets married. So what happens? What was Rav Nachman's reaction? Amalei Rav Nachman, Asbu Kufri Mibirchasa Chavitalei. Rashi, Halku Malkios from Malkos Chareyos Shodekel. Beat him up. Why? Beat him up. I read it wrong. Asbu al Kufri. Beat him up. Why? Nibirchas achavitale. What does that mean? Zonos ha'ir azos shma birchasa. Chavutos v'shochos tamar lefanav l'znus. Me'achashu baki v'pesach pasuach. How does he know what it means, Pesach pasuach? How's he supposed to know? The fact that he knows indicates the guy's a sinner. Beat him up. Frank the Gemara. From Nachman, who Dama Meheren? The second answer, which we possibly like, is no. Kan be bocher, kan be nosui. Rashi. Bocher lo Meheren, who must be in the kufi of given Malchus. Al Shamei is part of a chutzpah. How do you know what a Pesach Pesuch is? No, see, Meheren, he's married already. He was already married before. See, he already had relations with a woman, a Buzula, a Buula. He knows the difference.
Didn't they have doctors?
Yeah, but it's too late. He already lived with her. When he doctor. How'd you got the doctor?
Then what's it called? Like, if he, what's it called? Like, we're saying that that's bad, then those will head up, but to like, yeah.
Right.
So what's it called? So, if you were a doctor, like, in that.
If he's a doctor, yeah. Even a doctor doesn't know. This is only by personal experience. Doctor only knows he reads the books.
Yeah, but also, by reading, halacha, now.
You read till doomsday. The guy, Pesach Pesuch, you don't know what. The word Pesuch is a relative term. It's a relative term. No, he has no clue. If he was married before, he remembers, what was the first time he was with his wife, and then afterwards it was different. And now he's never lost his wife, or he has a divorce. He's marrying someone else, and he says, "Hey, this is not the first time. It's like the second time that he's believed. If he was never married before. Well, chutzpah, give him Malchus. To the close of the river, the guy never know." Why must she reveal something which she's never going to know? She's going to ruin the marriage. The chesaron is if he finds out about it. And then he'll find out. He'd have to be the closest of my grandma to say this. Divrei Yatzev. The Baramach is printed in that Baramach, which I'll try to bring to you. We learned Yevamos. We went through this at some length. Okay. Not really our topic for today. I just wanted to bring it to your attention in general. So can you write Basulta even though you know for a fact that she's not? She leveled with you. She's not. May you or may you not? May you or may you not? Take a look at the Tashbates. Tashbates, Rebosa is a region. And we'll see his tshuva. And see what it says. Shut. Shonim. Tashbates. What it says. A whole discussion over here. Discussion over here, whether it's permissible to write psula. Look what he says. Watch. Now, question: What's written in the ksuba? Discussion whether she was a basula or not a basula. Complicated story. He wrote Messiah. Okay? And the question is, how is that possible? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here's what I think. Watch. His chilo the kosra lo pishu yafe. The question. Im nivel alei shaboi o ayde Yisrael. Shimbo le shaboy a goyish a captor, bevade asuri the kuna, im tasty mitakas yede ze bealmonus. But if the husband dies, shalobi gerishim. But if vade bole Yisrael, kosher, Ein lanu lachash laklum. Get an impression from the Tashbeit. If she had a Jewish boyfriend, right, Pesula, what are you losing, right, Pesula? Let's say her husband will die in X number of years down the road, and she'll marry a Kohen. She'll have to marry a Kohen. But if she was with a guy, you shouldn't write Pesula in the Ksuba because they should live till 120. But after X number of years, the husband dies, she'll pull out the Ksuba. Who is the Masada Kedushin? Choshev Arav. It says, Pesula the Dush, you marry a Kohen? Now I had such a case too. You named the case, I had it. A fine young Talmud Chacham, who now Baruch Hashem is already a grandfather, and Baruch Hashem, when he was a young man, came to me with his kala. I was a Masada Kedushin. Then, you know, my kala is a Balas Tshuva. I said, okay. She had a boyfriend.
Okay.
This is nice and B'chol Yom. Even then, she's old enough to be a grandmother. But even then, the college campuses today is chlal to talk about. Mamsh. But he was a god. We can't write Pesulta though. Does anybody know about this? I played that question last week about the she's a converted, adopted girl. That's there's no shame in adopting a child, really. He had a little bit of, yes, he had one friend that he confided in. But you know, he bothered him. Should he marry this girl? Terrific, well, it's true, a great lady, fantastic, but she had an experience with a non-Jew, and he knows. Tell him to come early. Same trick, come early. The fellow came early, we wrote a ksuba, and I didn't want to write down the word bu'ultada. It bothered me, such a pejorative term. I wrote down itzada, a generic term. This woman, and the lower amount of money. I wrote that down. I signed it with this other person who knew the story, put it, gave it to him in his pocket, said, you go to the yichud room, give her this ksuba. And then we did an outside ksuba, sultan, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, and I shredded it. Nice and short.
Since you shredded it, like, that made it so, like, that the original ksuba didn't count?
No, I shredded the bluff ksuba. The real ksuba was beside on the itzada. Because I didn't want to give him a ksuba that says besulta, because then she'll chalila from chas, she'll think she's permitted to come. Can we hope she should live together, that she lived 120? We don't want to think about chalila being an amon. We don't want to think, but the rabbi is responsible. That's what Tash Beis is saying over here. Rav Moshe passes that way as well. Rav Moshe passes that way. In a tshuva, I'll show you the tshuva. Igris Moshe. Now it starts off. Tshuva the Pnuya Shezinsa, written in 1977. Ksiva Saksuba, Ein Tzorech Lahagel the Masada Kiddushin. Ki Me'acha Shachos Nyachtam Al Ksuba, Hari Hiskin the Ksuba is Pesula, Veshuv Lekha Kpeda, U Mechuyo the Ksuba is Pesula, Afen Ve'emes Eina Pesula, Im Lo Hit Asa also. Unless she fooled him, if she told him, "Im tzricha said at the hagel abocha sheyutz lisa osach liisha," Vader Rav Moshe passes against the Kleisenberger, "At tzricha legalaslo." Avol einach tzricha lehagel abaria vakar l'pam rishona. Oh, from the first time, on the first day. Oh, by the way, oh, you're right. Shadayin lo yadua yirutz l'chal shidduch b'meila oser roz agelo. Rak acha shetedi sherot zalisa osach bibiru shekva amalach bedavet bedibet bedvar nisuah. Anybody talk about getting married? Tzricha at loma rakz possession is damin ezapam b'shav shlohayalach kovid rosh kolkach lamo negad amafatle bedavar ritzui upitui harbe v'teichav nischarat umitzteres alzeh sheira dava gazeh. At Shiakim midvarayach she'ein lo locha she'yera kamkshu shetein esula. Because ve'achas shirotze b'ch, ne'ah shehikir ha'malos shalach, lo yachzba b'shul zeh she'irei z'pam, ve'achas sheyakir osach l'nara shomeres tor mitzvot seh, ish lahamash lo chashula at shub v'zeh, v'tia isha b'sur l'balam g'ntor. Here Moshe says, wait, he's ready to marry you. He's basically, they're talking about marriage already. Are they engaged yet? Not engaged yet? Then you have to tell him. And once you tell him, he may break all the shidduch. That can happen, you know. Disclosure, only to give him a chance to break up the shidduch. Hopefully he won't. And then he agreed to write psula. Lo garbe tosefes ksuba. Yeah. Ukshenises labol atzmo. That can also happen, gentlemen. A man lives with a woman, boyfriend, girlfriend, and they get married. Wouldn't be the first or last time I had a case like that too. Okay, like that too.
Were they to live with each other and then they got married to each other?
Correct. We spoke about that last week. That's what's called Havash Ksuba, it's called Bula Satsma, Bafuta Satsma. We spoke about that. She's of course a Bulgarian. She wasn't 12. She wasn't under 12 and a half. That would have been not good. But yeah, we spoke about that last week in Pesach Tshuva. Is we sure by Psula? He wrote a different tshuva. Yafa Asar Abahu. Achga Bebula Me Acher. She lived with another man. If they were Yisrael Kasha Shekshera Lekuna Shein Nogelis in Yisrael in Sach Amamim. If a Chosn Yodav Rotsu Beksubas Psula Yichol Nechdom Beksubas Psula. Mel En Le Galo Sel Mesada Kedusha Nola Sun Shum Anuk Shkazak Tov Yeh. Finish. Don't tell anybody who signs his name. Moshe Feinstein. To this fellow's tshuva. How do you like that? Moshe the Gola Dola. Well, you don't have to tell. You don't have to tell him, because he won't know the difference anyway. That's his major reason. He's a bochum. He won't know.
But Shiloh,
whether it's the Ksuba, the Klozer says, as far as the Ksuba is concerned, I think what it may mean is that, again, I wrote it up in this. I don't want to go over it again. I'll recount my oath. I'll show the Kol Tzvi that she's getting more than necessary because she's getting 100. She's getting, in other words, we saw one day on Yud Aleph Beis, Kimsa Becheskes Besula Benitzvula, she gets what? Money. She gets him, right? So if you assume that way, then the guy's writing Besula, he's still giving her, she's coming to her enough amount of money. But he gets it, the closing book says what he said. I don't know if it's in front of me right now, I may even have a copy of it. That's what he says. He'll never know. He'll go to his grave, never knowing. No one will never tell him. Don't tell him. How much do you have to tell?
Even though the ksuba is more than technically sure.
That's correct. Why? I can think of three reasons. Number one, no one collects the ksuba nowadays. And almost, I gave you an exception last week. 99% of ksubas are never collected for a whole variety of reasons. Number one, if there's no divorce, actuarially, he may die before her. So it never comes to collection. Accountants, right? Look at check your actuary tables. Number two, let's assume that. What did you say? Now, if he does it, okay, I got it wrong. Does it for her, then to scratch that. Number one, she may die before him. Okay, that is it. And even if he dies before her, in most cases in real life, the ksuba doesn't come up. It doesn't come up. They made an agreement, an understanding. If you want to discuss what should be the Yerusha, I'll talk about it. If he dies before her, when the ksuba is technically collectible, in most cases it's not collected. Why? Because they made a provision to give her much more money than the few dollars of the ksuba. It's not going to come up. And the divorce is usually mechila. So, kimat never comes up. And other reasons that the Kloisenberger has. Rabbi Yashin disagrees with him strongly. What? She's a suah the Kayan, then they have to have to tell him.
So if she lives with the guy, she would have to write.
If she lived with the guy, she'd have to tell him. Because if she didn't tell him, you'd have to write Psult in the Ksuba. You're not going to write Psult in the Ksuba. Rabbi Yashin, you can't write Psult in the Ksuba that way. Because it could be a Mikshel. The case I did, she told him. Even though he himself obviously was not a Kayan. The kids and immigrants, this is what it says. Okay, Rabbosai, once we're talking about Tshuvas of Rav Moshe, watch this, another Tshuva of Rav Moshe. So it's back to what we spoke about earlier today. Watch this. How do we get back to other Rav Moshes? Oh, I think it was Moshe, no one ever had. Eben Ezer. But much of the truth about this too. Watch this truth. Guess who it's written to? Ksuba, Rabba Goyim, Rabbi Moshe Dava Tendla, Shlita, the Rebbe in our yeshiva, Rabbi Moshe's son-in-law. Okay? There was a discussion of what a ksuba is worth, etc. Now, so when it comes to a ksuba, what's it worth? This is the same as tshuva, but what a ksuba is worth. And nowadays, since Rabbeinu Gershon Maragola made a cheirin, can't divorce against the will, Tolim and Misha wrote to the Gershon, and Abba and Isha, Muchalitan and Tzadashani, and she's Ratzalitan and Kabbal Gershon, it's all negotiations. Almona. I told you, Almona, it doesn't really happen. Okay. And it gives you this Tezayin Lut. That's tomorrow Shia. Suba is Messiah is going to serve. So it's Tezayin Lut, which is Chatzi Funt, half a pound. So Messiah in Zukukim, he says, okay, the Dina de Gemara gives a whole discussion. So he says 100 pounds. So I'll bring the chart in tomorrow. I don't want to spend time now. How much is 100 pounds of silver? Right. So a foot. What is a pound? Okay. Now he says, hold on. Somewhere in this tshuva, he writes a lashon that in every generation, if you see it faster than I can see it, in every generation, a ksuba should be enough to live for a year. Everyone seeing it? I'm just scanning quickly. I'm finding it. It's in here somewhere. I saw it. I took out the tshuva table, but I'm not going to find things on the screens. In this tshuva, he says that's what it should be. It should be. Should be. Can we find it? I'm not finding it. You'll look it up and you'll find it. That's what it should be, but of course, it never happened. Never happened. So, it's never happened, so the mice on the mice, we don't know what it is. If it's up to me, I write a ksuba in dollars. It's interesting, I both say, Rabbi Tendler, Shlita, who got this shock for Rabbi Moshe, which was written in 1982. Okay? So around that time, I was at a wedding, Rabbi Tendler officiated. And he said to the Choskal, Rabbi Tendler is a very interesting personality. He said, read the ksuba, said to him, you know what? This ksuba is 100 pounds of silver, and it's worth X amount of dollars. Hope you live for many years together, and then I have to pay the X amount of dollars. P.S. His bracha was fulfilled, they lived together many years, and the husband predeceased. The husband was much older than the wife in this particular case. But I have a dispute with Rabbi Tendler. He gave a sum based on the value of silver at the time of the wedding. In my opinion, the man had to pay is the value of the silver at the time of the divorce, which I found also in the Sefer Mishpat HaKtuba. I think that's more correct, because you're obligating yourself to silver. You pay whatever when it comes due, because you know silver can be in dollars. Can be
isn't that the machlokas or Shimon Gamliel Nachum though?
I don't think so.
You pay what? I mean, according to Shimon Gamliel, you pay what you promised to pay, like any other law. So maybe that's the set amount.
The difference is that when we promise to pay, we promise in dollars. There's no obligation you ever undertook in your life in terms of the weight of silver. Never in your life. You'll do it once with Shimon Gamliel wedding. You'll pay the science group because I'm sorry. An obligation in silver. To pay an obligation in silver, you have to know, well, how, you're not going to give, if you give silver, you give silver, no problem. Go to the bank, take out silver, and give it to him. She wants cash. So it seems to me that a push it, it should be this, if you went to the bank to get the silver, you have to give it that many dollars. Give it that many dollars at that time. Who cares what it was at the time of the wedding? Just mentioning it, because Rabbi Tender's name is mentioned in this show. Now, Rabbi said, we only have another couple of minutes. I just want to read you one little thing over here in Pei Beizim and Beizim and Sefer Ksuvah. So again, tomorrow, once we take care of the coins, we'll start the new part of the sugya, which is Pei Beizim and Beiz. Let's take a look at this for a couple of minutes. Pei Beizim and Beiz. I'm going so slow, I think you're not going to be finished tomorrow, Mekomis. Not today, not tomorrow, not even by Tuesday even. I don't know if you're ready for tomorrow. It's not. I have to wait for Wednesday to get my Mekomis. We'll see. You'll tell me when you're getting close to finish. What does it say over here? B'tchila, right? Over Rishona, they'd write, Sula Masayim Lamon Amon. Okay? What does that mean? That means, what do they do? What do they do? What they used to do is give the money in advance. And he'd get mad, angry with her, he'd say, Tlik Subasa Fritzi, last line of the Gemara. Goodbye, I'm divorcing you. Asha Bashimim Ben Shetan Vatikin, Shi Yakosev La, Kol Nechosai Achronik Subasa, the last line, which means you didn't pay the money right away. You owe her the money. Rabosai, once you owe the money's in your bank account, you're not in a rush to divorce and take it out of your bank account. If you took it out of her and you gave it to her, there's not much of a deterrent to you divorcing her. Okay? Now, there are places where they wrote a ksuba, but in our Peites Amud Aleph, just to show you briefly, about saying, Peites Amud Aleph, the 10th, 12th line, it says, B'mokom she'ein kotsin. If the place where there's no custom to write a ksuba, Rashi says, El Sompon al Tanai Bezdin, you have to write a shulva receipt, yes or no? So the question becomes, how do you reconcile the one that pay Tessim and Aleph, that there's a place where they do not write a ksuba, they rely on Tanai Bezdin, which you saw in Afnun Aleph, if you're correct anyway, and the Gemara on Daf pay Bezim and Beis, which indicates that you actually have to, seems to say, you actually have to have a ksuba, money which you owe her. And not only that, but the discussion over here focuses on exactly when Achshavah Shimon ben Shetach, that's the last line of the Gemara, Pei Beis and Beis, but the same Shimon ben Shetach is quoted, the same name, in the Gemara, in this context. Right there. Shimon ben Shetach tikeng ksuba liisha. Presuming, but that kind of presume is the same thing as we have over here. Atzmi mishalva tikeng, right? Says Rashi. This is Shabbos Yudal and Beis. We'll end with this. Tikeng ksuba. Shekosin la kol nechasai achroa neksuba. Rashi quotes Agamara. He used to get all the money in advance, and he'd get angry, say goodbye, take the money and leave. He calls pay based on advance. I read this to say, and I'm going to fight with this author tomorrow, Mr. Shem, that all it means is that he was mataken that all the possessions have to be on the lien to the ksuba. Not that every single woman has to walk out with a piece of paper. And therefore we understand the more pay test. There was a bakum shedok and kos ksuba. This author seems to say there were two chronological periods. The first one, when there were places where there was no ksuba. But once Shem Meshedah came around, there's no such place. Shaloka did. That's against the Shulchan Aruch, in my opinion, what he's saying. So tomorrow, Mishnah, 11:30, right? Sunday schedule. Continue with these important things.
Because the Gemara is quoted in the name of Shmuel.
I understand.
Way after Shemeshetha.
That's correct. I'll read what he said. Maybe I'm reading it wrong.